Rumble refuses to demonetize Russell Brand's channel after UK Parliament puts on pressure. By Paul Bois on September 21, 2023. The chairwoman of the UK Parliament's Culture, Media, and Sports Committee has formally written to streaming platform Rumble asking whether it intends to demonetize comedian/commentator Russell Brand's channel in the wake of rape and sexual assault allegations. The letter from Conservative MP Caroline Dinenage to Rumble CEO Chris Pavlovsky suggested Russell Brand should no longer have the ability to monetize his video content, shortly following the YouTube demonetization of his account. While we recognize that Rumble is not the creator of the content published by Mr. Brand, we are concerned that he may be able to profit from his content on the platform, the letter says. We would be grateful if you could confirm whether Mr. Brand is able to monetize his content, including his videos relating to the serious accusations against him. If so, we would like to know whether Rumble intends to join YouTube in suspending Mr. Brand's ability to earn money on the platform. We would also like to know what Rumble is doing to ensure that creators are not able to use the platform to undermine the welfare of victims of inappropriate and potentially illegal behavior, Dinenage continued. Rumble issued a response that refused to demonetize Russell Brand's channel and called the letter disturbing. While Rumble obviously deplores sexual assault, rape, and all serious crimes, and believes that both alleged victims and the accused are entitled to a full and serious investigation, it is vital to note that recent allegations against Russell Brand have nothing to do with content on Rumble's platform, the response said. Just yesterday, YouTube announced that, based solely on these media accusations, it was barring Mr. Brand from monetizing his video content. Rumble stands for very different values. We have devoted ourselves to the vital cause of defending a free internet, meaning an internet where no one arbitrarily dictates which ideas can or cannot be heard, or which citizens may or may not be entitled to a platform, it continued. Rumble further argued that Brand's allegations, which have not yet been adjudicated in a court of law, have no connection to his video content. We regard it as deeply inappropriate and dangerous that the UK Parliament would attempt to control who is allowed to speak on our platform or to earn a living from doing so. Singling out an individual and demanding his ban is even more disturbing given the absence of any connection between the allegations and his content on Rumble, it said. The letter concluded with a formal rejection of the request to demonetize Brand. As Breitbart News reported, Russell Brand has been accused of rape and sexual assault by multiple women in a joint investigation from the publicly owned Channel 4 News Network and the Sunday Times in Britain. Russell Brand has strongly denied the allegations. Rumble and YouTube are not the only outlets to have been approached by the committee to furnish details. TikTok has also been asked for confirmation on whether Brand is still able to monetize his TikTok posts, including those related to the allegations against him, and what procedures are in place to ensure creators cannot undermine the welfare of victims. The BBC, Channel 4, and GB News have also received similar requests in the past 48 hours. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.